week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, a lot of my patients, I have a lot of female patients, will come in and ask me about hormonal issues. And that could be premenstrual issues, it could be menopausal issues, perimenopausal issues, which is the time just before you reach menopause, which can be really, it's got a bit of a roller coaster time. And many of the times I'll use botanical remedies, homeopathics, I'll do hormone testing. But there's some great tips that we can have from a naturopathic perspective to help balance the hormones in addition to those other kinds of things, including bioidentical hormones.
What are they?
Here they are. So I know most people don't want to hear this, but drinking less coffee and having more green tea. So irritability, you know, when we think about coffee, caffeine really raises our cortisol levels, our stress hormones, which can actually worsen the type of symptoms that we have. So too much caffeine can cause sleep issues, inflammation, breast tenderness, as well as lower our progesterone levels. And progesterone is an important feel-good hormone. It actually is responsible for that overall sense of well-being. It actually boosts our metabolism and supports the thyroid function. So if patients are having low thyroid issues, you actually want to raise your progesterone, but you want to look at reducing your coffee and drinking more green tea. Green tea is thought to help reduce anxiety. It's high in antioxidants. It reduces inflammation and it balances the estrogen levels. Alcohol is one of these quick ways of when we drink it, it actually increases our estrogen levels, which can actually trigger a whole storm of, in some cases, PMS symptoms or mood anxiety issues. So certainly if people are having these kinds of hot flashes, really reducing the alcohol is important. Reducing sodium is important because that certainly a lot of patients are sodium sensitive. Increasing magnesium. This is an essential mineral that actually helps keeps your progesterone level balanced by regulating the master hormone gland, the pituitary gland, which also has a role to play in our thyroid. So magnesium, it helps our muscles to relax, easy crampiness. So actually, a good source of magnesium, believe it or not, is dark chocolate.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
So not only is dark chocolate rich in magnesium and iron, it's actually packed with powerful antioxidants. So you want to really aim for the highest concentration, so at least a minimum of 70%. But you really, you know, aim for higher because the higher it is, the more concentrated and generally the less sugar it is and the more antioxidants it has. So I'm giving postmenopausal women the permission to have chocolate to increase their magnesium. Isn't that a good win-win story?
And since I'm a chocoholic, I personally thank you. So you've given us a few tips for balancing our hormones. If someone wants to talk to you about issues around menopause or perimenopause or PMS, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. That gives anyone a 15-minute consultation when they book a time with you, either on the phone or in person. Am I correct?
That's right, yes.
So it just takes a phone call, 905-707-2001. Ask your personal questions and get your answers, and you'll be guided to do it naturally with Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Rosendahl.
Thank you so much.